That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures, and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening and happy last Sunday of February. Tonight I'm here with Frank St. James, and we're going to continue the love quest for the month of February. We're finishing it up this weekend. February is the month of love, and of course we've had Valentine's Day, and a lot of people are questioning what the future is bringing. We have a full moon on Thursday in Virgo, and it's really going to bring a lot of wonderful, heartwarming success to a lot of people. So, Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And how are you tonight?
I feel really good. And my birthday and anniversary is coming up next week.
That's right.
Next Sunday, and celebrating 40 years with my bride.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I have a lot of love in my heart, and I hope I hope to help other people, too.
Good. Well, tonight, Tonight is a call-in show, and the number to call to ask your question to Frank about your love is 888-429-5471. And I just want to say that we do have some calls coming in. We have Brett, who's here from Ohio, and Frank, his birthday is December 17th, 1958. Good evening, Brett. Are you there?
Good evening, Elizabeth. Yes, I'm here.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. What's your question for Frank?
Okay. Well, I've got this one project that I've been trying to create, and I've been putting my best intentions forward, and it involves my uncle. And I was just wondering how things look for me for this spring and later this year.
Well, this is a perfect time to get into that. You're in your first year of a brand new cycle, a 9-year cycle, 6 months before your next year, you're going to feel the two coming in. It's more like earth energy. It's going to really help you to put it all together. But this is a great starter time. We've had some lunar eclipse that are going to be in your favor. And it's just keep going forward with yourself. But I feel with the – are you shooting for – June to get this actually off the and going or what?
Well, actually, I was hoping things would come together April, May, or April or May.
And well, I don't think so. Brett, during the month of March and half of April, Mercury is retrograde. Expect delays and setbacks. Then Uranus changes signs in April. So Frank is right. June is your month.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you more specifics. I'm hoping to be able to take over my uncle's farms because his health is failing. And but you know, me and my uncle, we're not exactly on friendly terms.
So you have to work this out first.
Well, maybe this is going to give you that that chance. Sometimes with a retrograde, can get through old problems too.
Yeah, you review the past. That's good.
Mm-hmm. And being that he's not too well, you might resolve a couple things enough to come to some agreement with each other.
Well, I've tried to patch things up with him, but you know he's pretty set in his ways. He's 85 years old, and he'll probably never retire until he has to either go in a nursing home or go to his grave,
Brett,
one or the other.
Brett, will you try something for me? Will you try to say this? Uncle, I know that you're upset with me, and I ask that you forgive me for everything that I've done and everything that I haven't done, past, present, and future. Just that.
Okay.
Say it that way. And I think you're going to soften his heart, but I see papers signed around June 15th. What about you, Frank? You feeling that?
Yeah, I really felt good around June, so... coming up with the retrogrades, changing things, going back in the past, just reviewing things that went down with your uncle, I really feel that you'll come to some agreement. I feel that he is very much afraid of what's going on with himself, too. So,
yeah.
You know, he's just trying to put up a front, But there's ways to, he's a very proud person, and there's ways to really just be able to resolve this and keep his pride also with it. So.
And you know what, Fred, he is a bit stubborn, but I'm going to tell you this. He knows deep inside that there's no one else he can leave it to and have that farm run correctly. He does know that. So hang on to that.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I did go see him. I did go see him last spring, and you know, I made the offer to help him, but he basically blew me off and gave me the cold shoulder. You know, so
well,
that was all I could do.
This time, what you need to do, and I'd go see him not before the end of April, but I would start visualizing him embracing you and working with you. Visualize that every day. Then when you go see him, that energy will already be set for you. And don't forget your sentence. I forgive you for everything you've done and everything you haven't done, past, present, and future. It's going to work, Brett. So good luck, and thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, Frank, I'm telling you, this is going to be a powerful time. And this full moon on Thursday is going to bring a lot of people's wishes to fruition in the next 2 or 3 weeks, including you and me. Hip, hip, hooray. We do have another caller. Her name is Andrea. And, Frank, she's born on April 28th, 1984. And what do you, Andrea, are you there?
I'm here.
Good. What question do you have for Frank tonight?
So my question is, I recently met a new guy, and I feel really good about him. And I'm wondering if there's any you know, anything that you could see about him or feel about his energy.
Andrea, what's his first name, and when is his birthday?
His first name is Joe, and his birthday is May 17th, 1984.
Excellent. Excellent. What you got, Frank?
I actually feel really good about this. I think that that you just take your time, make sure that you feel that he respects you, that that your own senses, that you feel that he's upfront, and like I said, just. And listen to him. And I think that this could work out.
Well, I feel real good about it, Andrea. And I want to tell you, you guys have a lot in common. And you think alike. And both of you are very good with money. And you're going to see a shift in this relationship in May. So you have to get through March and April. You have to get through Mercury retrograde. Just take your time and get to know him and don't fret. Just, you know, be there when he needs you to be there. Don't look for accolades. I think he is also ending another relationship and he's still getting over that. So give it time. And when we get to May, especially around after the 8th of May, you will feel good about this relationship. It will begin to grow stronger.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
I also feel that way. I also feel that, too. My biggest would be make sure you just listen. And so the more you listen, I think the less fear you're going to have of something not going right. But.
Thank you.
Well, Frank, let's talk about this eclipse. What do you think is coming in the month of March? The Virgo moon on March 1st.
Opposite, and actually helps us to get details out. I think there's something with health coming out with it. I think some people, it'll benefit their health because it is a sign of health too.
And also pets. You might get a new pet, or you might even have a cat have kittens or something like that. It has to do with animals and pets. And maybe something positive about our animals will happen this next month.
Well, it is the year of the dog, so.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. I also feel that we're going to be having more national news, and I think that some of it can be very positive. I see the stock market going back up again. You know, I predicted that it would fall in February, but that it would grow again and rebound, and I feel very good about that. How about you, Frank?
Oh, I feel good about that also. I agree with you. I do feel some really good news in the medical field, so that's going to help a lot too. Well, it's going to help people that they're coming out with some new medicines that are actually going to work for certain diseases that we've been going through.
I'm going to tell you a couple of,
especially one with the cold.
Right. They're starting to have something called toning rooms, which is what they used to do in Egypt, where you lay down and you hear tones, you know, those wonderful high dimension tones, and then you wake up and you don't have tinnitus in your ear or you don't have headaches anymore. So it looks like for our little pains that interfere once in a while, that we're going to start to eliminate them.
I feel more people too are getting into and you've been promoting it for a long time and you have excellent books on it, is the meditation and how to do it properly and relieve stress.
And it's really going to prove to work. You know what I've just done? I have a new tea. It's called Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea that's being prepared to me from great swamis in India. It's got the Tulsa leaf in it, but it also has ginger, cinnamon, clove, and lemon, all the healing modalities. And when you drink this tea, it's going to relieve some pain. It's going to help you with your daily aches, and it's going to start healing from the inside out. So isn't that wonderful?
Well, you're going to, please send me some.
Absolutely.
Natural, I think natural. Going back to the most of the natural stuff that heals is where it's at anymore. You know, we've gone through so many different medicines that haven't worked.
But, right, and you know when you have a toothache or an earache, if you drink this tea, it will help to alleviate the uncomfortableness because of that Tulsa leaf from India. And since the Tulsa leaf from India is bitter, I put in these wonderful boosters like ginger and cinnamon and clove and lemon to help. It also will help you with sinus problems. And, you know, when you've got your nose all clogged or whatever, the tea will open that up. So I'm excited about it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. The telephone number to call in and ask Frank a question tonight about your love or whatever you want to ask is 888-429-5471. We're exiting February. This is the last weekend in February. And so we're still following through with love for the month of love. And I think that's pretty special. I really do. Because we need so much love on this planet. Frank, what do you see coming for the nation and the world in the next few months?
Well, I see a lot of threats. I do feel that I don't feel any major confrontations. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that I talk to feel that the president's bringing on this, he's bringing on that. But I don't think that people have really had somebody in there and especially a non-politician, That's I'm not 100% with them. I'm actually an independent. Let's see what they do. They can only prove by their deeds, as we see. But I feel decent about it.
I do feel that we're going to have something with Korea, but I think it's going to be positive. If you go back to August and the eclipse that went across the United States in Leo, we were really at odds with North Korea. They were threatening us and saying they were going to annihilate us and all those things. And I think that we're going to come to some kind of an agreement this month that will alleviate some of those concerns. Because it's a horrible thing to go through the day thinking that there's going to be a bomb dropping any minute. So maybe all of that stress will be lifted and can be helpful to us. I also see the teenagers gathering together to help force some gun control laws. These kids are going to walk out of the high schools. They're going to refuse to go to school. And there will be thousands and thousands of them in the street demanding change. And I think it's going to help. What about you, Frank? Do you think so?
Well, when the youths do something positive like this, and I can't imagine going to school and being have to worry about somebody coming in and shooting myself, or shooting anybody. And so it's a whole different feeling. I think these kids are on the right track. You know, with Martin Luther King, when he kind of reached an impasse, the youth, the black youth, came and actually changed the whole course of history. So, you know, let's hope that this is going to change things.
Well, this is going to be very similar to the 1960s when we had the Martin Luther King time, and then when the Beatles came, and everybody wanted us to get along. Love, 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 John Lennon, and accepting all races and creeds without judgment. This is so important. We have to be able to work this out without wanting to destroy that which we do not understand. Why is that, Frank, that we always want to destroy that which we do not understand?
Because people don't ask questions. People don't listen.
That's right. You're right.
They're reacting. They're just reacting. And that's my biggest concern is people are just reacting. And when you ask somebody a question, they just get angrier. You know,
when you react,
and we're better than this.
When we react out of emotion, there's always danger. But, you know, it's so funny. I was teaching a class this weekend, and I told the class to take off their shoes. And nobody said anything. They just took off their shoes. And I said, how come nobody asked me why? Don't you want to know why I'm asking you to do that? And then I went on to explain that when you meditate, you should always have your shoes off so that you can open up the balls of your feet to the flow of the energies. And then you can create a nice circular energy between your crown chakra and your foot chakra. And then they understood that it's better for the flow of the energies, plus the circulatory system, if you meditate with your shoes off. And I didn't know if people knew that. I guess some people don't.
I don't think people, they're willing to learn now. There seems
right.
to be that kind of, especially the younger ones, are, you know, they're going after, they want to find out about what's going on with the metaphysics and how to make them feel much better. I mean, this is a real good time to instill those things on, and they respect what you say.
That's true. And I wrote my books, my trilogy books, book one, book two, and book three about meditation and how to open up to your intuition. And book one is excellent because it explains all these things. It talks about, you know, learning how to meditate, learning how to get quiet, what white light is, and how it can help you, especially with health. So it's a great book for teenagers, and it's a great book for beginners.
Yeah, so, I'm finding a lot of interest in giving lectures about a lot of things that I've learned, and there seems to be a big interest of really opening up and really listening and see if they had some experiences too they can't explain, instead right. of being frightened by everything. And I think that's where they're coming to that conclusion. Hopefully that'll keep going, those trends.
The other thing is, Frank, that you are going to be lecturing at the fair on March 10th and 11th in Doylestown. So if any of you are in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area, which is about 50 miles from Somerville, New Jersey, and it's about maybe 100 miles from Harrisburg and 150 from Baltimore, come on up and listen. Frank's going to talk about how to get into meditation and how to open up to your psychic sensitivities. And if you need more information, you can go to the website, which is new-visions.com. And you can also sign up for a reading with Frank. And that he always has a line out the door. He's so busy. So I'm excited about that too, Frank. You are lecturing, and you're lecturing more and more. More in public places, right?
Yeah, a lot of people. Most people are. I am a medium. And it seems to be developing. I've been professionally doing that for over 50 years, and there's always something new. I do, as we know, I work with the police departments once in a while. I have I do cases, unsolved cases, missing person, hopefully in real time. It just keeps developing. There's always something new to find out. Everybody's their own universe too. So there's everybody's unique as we know it, and there's always something new to learn from them.
We have one more call coming in from Alaska before we go to break, and it's Roger. He's from Alaska. I don't know what area, but his birthday is November 21st, 1946. Are you there, Roger?
Yes, ma'am. Hello there.
Would you like to ask Frank a question?
Okay. I'm thinking of moving to Anchorage, Alaska. I'm here in Nikiski, 275 miles away, and I'm thinking of moving totally to Anchorage, Alaska.
So you want more social life? Is that what it is?
That must be what it is. I'm coming out of the woods.
Well, sometimes we get tired of talking to moose or bears. So.
That's cute.
Yeah, I think you're in the right time zone. You're definitely in the right time zone. And as far as the cycles go, you're in the perfect cycle. You're in the six, and that's a good earth cycle. It's romance, real estate. It's everything you're thinking about. You'll find that you'll get right into the social scene, and you'll make friends very quick, and it's just the right timing for you.
The only thing you have to watch, Roger, is that you're lacking right now because of where you are, experience in being around a lot of people. So you have to watch your responses to them and don't let yourself get too overwhelmed.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. Yeah. It's a big change for me, selling a house and moving totally up there. It's entirely changed. I took care of my mom. She had the spirit, and now I'm.
Well, you know what? I don't know whether we lost you, Nana Roger, but I will say that this is going to happen very quickly. You could sell your house by the 10th of March, and you will see activity on this full moon in Virgo. And then when we go into the new moon on March 16th, you should be ready to be packing up, and you should have a date. And the sale finality can be end of April or early May. So it's going to happen very quickly for you. So good luck. Wonderful. And thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Oh, blessings. Thank you very much.
Well, now we're going to go to break. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. I have as my guest Frank St. James. Please call. We'll take a couple of more calls to ask a question on this last weekend in February. The number is 888-429-5471. And now it's time for these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of February 26th through March 4th, 2018. Your world is going to change in the coming year. Perhaps you can say that every year, but 2018 will be a year that sticks in your memory, as a shift in attitude, beliefs, and the very structure of your life are in transition. Expansive Jupiter started stirring the pot of your deepest emotions, desires, and fears in October of 2017, bringing an emotional Scorpio energy that has not been around for 12 years. From the fall of 2005 through most of 2006 is the last time it was here. On December 19th, foundation-changing Saturn moved into structural Capricorn after being in philosophical Sagittarius for over 2 years. While Sagittarius has talked about big ideas and is not so grounded, Saturn in Capricorn through 2020 instills the groundwork for the changes you are committed to making in your life. Early January had ambitious Mars pushing hard to bring expansive Jupiter ideas into reality. Late January and February brought eclipses to give you perspective on your life, since these eclipses occurred in the opposite signs last August. Be prepared to be pulled apart and be reintegrated into a new and inventive way. With the focus on Thursday's full moon in Virgo, the early week will flow smoothly. The March 1st full moon is the first of two this month. Like January, March has a blue moon, while little February had none. Put on your high beams as you drive through life, because the Virgo full moon will be shining brightly on your career and health, as well as your pets. With it brings the full force of the double helix energy streaming from the Milky Way, connecting the body to their higher spiritual realms. This moon is full of joy, as dreams begin to manifest into your reality. This full moon trines Venus and Jupiter and overflows with optimism, faith, confidence, and success. If you can knock off work early on Wednesday, that would be a good thing. Mercury is active in a less nice way, which means potential traffic problems and communications that won't go too smoothly. The energy is being activated for the powerful full moon on Thursday, so watch it out there. On Friday, the annual Neptune-Sun conjunction brings dreaminess, fog, and a time to meditate while not making any serious decisions. It's time to retreat for a few days in order to communicate with your blessed higher self. Notice your new consciousness and set some new priorities. Sunday is the time to journal and write down your thoughts. It's also a day when Mercury conjoins Venus, perhaps muddying up the waters in your love life. Be sure to talk it through, because Venus' high place in Pisces allows you to speak straight from the heart. You can achieve progress and success in all of your relationships. Heads up! Mercury has another retrograde cycle starting on March 22nd in Aries. Relationship planet Venus spends most of the month in her least favorite sign, Aries. But there is a good side to this energy as well. Keep listening to your stargazing reports, and I'll fill you in as we go along. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about The invisible energy, known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to tell you about my semi-annual spiritual intensive, which is planned for the weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. If you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. As many of you know, I only teach this twice a year, and miracles have occurred from experiencing this workshop. It's time to pull off the veil from your faces, not only so you can see who you really are, but so that you can see your neighbor and begin connecting with them at this time. This is the time of oneness with humanity. So, how much humanity can you express in your life? As we enter this new world of wakefulness, let's get caught up in the joy and excitement of realizing and embracing the new awareness that's coming to this world. Embrace the world with all it has to offer, as well as all the other worlds in this universe. Experience deep meditation, unlock your blocks, move beyond your boundaries, and begin to open your spiritual chakras. Experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose, the energy and tools that you will bring away with you from this workshop will enhance your life and beyond that. The time to begin is now. Where? The James Laurel House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, in beautiful Bucks County. When? The weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. Time? 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., giving you time to look around the town and enjoy the many restaurants in the evening that are available. For further information, go to Elizabeth Joyce's website, new-visions.com, or you can call Elizabeth to register, 215-996-0646. Looking forward to working with each and every one of you and watching you shed, grow lighter, and evolve closer to the divine. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, It's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Life's all about keeps the stars coming out. What makes a sad heart sing? The birds take wing to love and be loved. That's what living is for. Makes me want you the more we cling. Let others raise.
That was Frank for Frank. To Love and Be Loved by Frank Sinatra. And our guest is Frank St. James, who can sing very well like Frank Sinatra. And I picked that song for him tonight because he's going into his 40th wedding anniversary as well as his birthday. So, Frank, welcome back to Let's Find Out. I'm thrilled that you're on tonight.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm always happy to be on.
So let's talk a bit about what's coming in March. March is a pivotal month, and it's going to lead us into some deep, underlying, and perhaps a bit upsetting times until we get through the end of 2018. What do you see coming for March?
Well, I really hope this is a good – I really would like to see people really back, these young people – and maybe finally they'll get something done with these politicians that keep just saying, oh, that's too bad. And but they never do anything. And I'm just, listen, we got a lot of kids out there. It breaks my heart to see anybody hurt, especially
yes,
kids.
We have to stop the school shootings. That needs to be a main focus, especially with our beautiful young children who are our future. And I think that we're going to see them walking out of the high schools, refusing to go to school. And I think we're going to see thousands of kids in the streets, and they're not going to go to school for quite a while, maybe a month or two. And I think that is going to be focal to changing the laws that we need to change. I also think that it's time to put some restrictions on this, and I don't think we need to go from the Lord's Prayer to a teacher carrying a gun. There has to be a better solution. So many of the other countries in this world, they have mental illness problems, but they don't have shooting in their schools. It's just ghastly, don't you think, Frank? So upsetting.
Well, I see a whole different change, and like you said, this is a pivotal time coming up in March. It's always been in history, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been monumental events that happen in March. It's a little more favorable. Hopefully, it's a lot more favorable to things coming up as far as getting things done finally. We can't be burying our head in the sand anymore. If my kids were that young and going through that, I'm sure that the parents are not apt to be schooling their own kids. And so long as the kids are out there pushing for safety, I'm sure the parents are going to start getting really involved with that and not taking any chances They got a kid that's enthusiastic. They seem to be a little more informed about things, especially those people that have been under attack and got through it, but lost friends and teachers and families that lost their loved ones. But I really feel there might be some type of a surge to really stop this insaneness. That why do you have to have a multi-magnet gun going out there? You don't need it for hunting. It only takes one shot. You know, I don't even know why they do hunting anymore, but I'm not saying that. But you don't need 20 shots in an animal.
In a country like Japan, they don't have guns. They use other means. They use martial arts or they use their swords. They don't have guns. Guns were made for one thing. They were made to kill. And this has to change. And it's not that we don't want to protect ourselves and help ourselves be safe when there's a conflict or there's robbery or there's anything that's going to bring us to harm. That's not the point. The point is these children, a three-year-old, should not be playing with a gun and kill himself. It's insane. It's absolutely crazy. And I do feel that we are going to be realizing that more and more and taking steps to avoid it. And my heart goes out to the families that lost their children. It is so sad. The worst thing that can happen is to lose a child in a lifetime. The pain is incredible. It's such injustice. Injustice is the word, Frank. We all want justice, but this is injustice, and it's more injustice than a lot of other things. And the root cause is not mental illness. The root cause is drugs. That's what the root cause is. So hopefully we can work it out.
Go ahead.
Sorry. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My guest is Frank St. James. We're about ready to close, Frank, but I do want to hear what you had to say.
I work on cases because I get in touch with the spirit, the victim spirit. I just had the last 2 years has been heartbreaking because there's so many kids overdosing on drugs. Could be the first time or so-called friends giving them something. And then I'm working on something right now. I'm just trying to find some kind of communication with a 21-year-old who was found on a side street in the passenger side, dead from an overdose. But they put her in a residential section, or so-called friends, because they were afraid to take her right to the hospital where she might have been able to work it through. But they're still waiting for an autopsy after 3 weeks because there's 27 other kids ahead that they have to autopsy. It's terrible.
It's just madness, absolute madness. Well, let's just hope and pray and put the thoughts out that things are going to change in a positive way and that whatever laws do come will be good for everybody. Frank, I'd like you to give out your phone number in case somebody wants to book you off air.
It's 862-684-1904. That's 862-684-1904.
Great. And Frank works all over the world with people on the phone, and he works with the police. He's known as the psychic detective. And he also does wonderful work with mediums so that you can reach your loved ones on the other side. Thank you for coming on, and I know that you'll be on the 25th of March. We have you booked for the last week of every month. So thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
And thank you too, Elizabeth.
And now it's time to get ready for our meditation. So we are going to have the song first, which is Top of the World by the Carpenters, because I want everybody to feel like they're on top of the world as we leave the month of love and go into the unknown. Be on top of the world, and in that way, you can rise above it and create your own reality. Your dreams are going to start coming true after this March 1st full moon in Virgo. Just watch it happen. The meditation is raising our love vibration, and then we will enjoy exiting with Richard Schulman playing Love. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'll see you next week, and good night.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. Clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen.
I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here.
I'm on the top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. You've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Rising our love vibration. Working with the circle of light. Please be comfortable. Sit in a straight back chair with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position. Or you can lay down on the bed with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes and begin to open up your crown chakra at the top of your head and bring in the light. You will be taking in some new fifth dimension information in this meditation. Beginning to raise your love vibration. a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is flowing into the mental and emotional energies of Earth through the all-encompassing double helix coming from the divine. This gift of sacred light is flowing in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth ever since December 21st, 2012. It has the amazing ability to transmute into light the negativity that is being pushed to the surface in our individual lives, as well as in the lives of the people who are suffering all over the world. The catch is that in order for this powerful gift of life to accomplish this mission, the sons and daughters of God's abiding on earth must give it permission to do so. This is a learned meditation exercise using the new 10th chakra along with our body heart chakra, the 4th chakra, and by creating a circle of life. The challenge is that at birth, we are all given free will. As we all grow into our adult human identity, through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, we have either deliberately or inadvertently created the maladies existing in our personal lives as well as here on Earth. This means that you and I and every other person on Earth are responsible for transmuting the pain and suffering we have created throughout our various earthly incarnations. This is called karma. One universal law is, the call for assistance must come from the realms and the heart of where the assistance is needed. Our guides and angels cannot just wave a wand and transmute our human miscreations back into light. However, if the sons and daughters of God, abiding on earth, invoke the circle of light from within themselves to transmute into light every painful thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that has contributed to the pain and suffering on the earth, then the floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heartfelt pleas. The beings of light in the higher realms have revealed that in the year of 2012, through the unified efforts of awakening humanity, we have reached a critical mass of collective consciousness that is allowing the Earth to receive higher and infinitely more powerful frequencies, called the double helix, which are stronger and more powerful than we have ever been able to withstand before. These energies are flowing out into our solar system and onto the planet Earth from the center of our galaxy, the heart of the Milky Way. This sacred energetic flow is known in the higher realms as the fifth dimension circle of light and love, transmuted from God's infinite love. The master teachers from the heavenly and universal realms said this frequency of the circle of life has the ability to transmute lifetimes worth of our disqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. That is wonderful because we are in the midst of the greatest purging and cleansing process the world has ever known. We are releasing present-day karma and past life karma as well. What a gift. What a wonderful chance for a true alignment with our blessed higher self. What a wonderful opportunity to become one with the God Source. Even the unpredictable and violent weather conditions are a reflection of humanity's consciousness and are designed by the higher realms to purge the body of Mother Earth of the atrocities humanity has inflicted upon her through ignorance, greed, and the appalling abuse of power. I know it sounds too good to be true, but there is actually a gift of sacred energy flowing from the heart of our God that will transmute the pain and suffering of Earth in the twinkling of an eye. This is true. This is why I conduct my intensives that I have been teaching for more than 30 years, to begin this deeply penetrating inner process of purging and cleansing. Gone are the slow, time-consuming healing processes, although they will remain for a while to help others ascend to the higher levels. What has arrived is the circle of light, the opening of the higher heart consciousness and the willingness from within to shift, change, and become the loving soul that you really are. Take the time. Give it a chance. Fortunately, in order to benefit from the circle of life, you do not have to fully comprehend or even accept that the circle of light is real. All you have to do is think of it as a possibility, and then ask your blessed higher self to utilize the fifth dimension's double helix energy of God's infinite light and to transmute everything that is causing pain and suffering in your life, as well as in the lives of humanity. This is the energy being used to transmute to you long-distance healing, and this is why it works so well. It's a new experience, a new energy, bringing you healing, alignment, comfort, and a new life. As the circle of light works with you, and as you work with the circle of light, the other thing that happens, and the real gift, is a shift and change in your consciousness, aligning you with love, caring, kindness, trust, truth, and inner realizations. The circle of light is scientific to the letter and is being used in science and medical research to improve our well-being here on Earth. This energy will respond instantly to the invocation of every person's blessed higher self. It's called setting a condition. And of course, that involves you giving permission to access, use, and enhance your life with the circle of light. This is true regardless of whether or not you fully accept the reality of the circle of light through your lower human consciousness. However, you must do the work to get there. The daily meditations, taking time to be still, and surrendering to the light. This is why the divine seals do such an excellent job. The circle of light is used to hold them in place after application. This information is contained in my workbook from Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. I promise you that by invoking this new frequency of the circle of light through communing with your blessed higher self on a daily basis, you will transform your life into what you want it to be. In truth, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by experimenting with this gift of light from our universal God. Now, allow yourself to float out into the higher energies as you listen to the ascension music of Richard Shulman. Take a deep breath. Hold in your mind that which you want to occur. Hold in your mind as a picture the outcome of your desires. And then listen as Richard Shulman plays Love.